Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in the book of Genesis, beginning in chapter 27, verse 46. Rebekah said to Isaac, "I'm tired of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, these daughters of the land, what good will my life do me?" So Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Get up, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Take a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother." These are the words of our text. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house to hear the counsel and direction of your holy word. We pray that you would increase our faith through it. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and make us wiser in how we live our lives and stronger in our trust of your great love for us. Sanctify us then by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed. Let's start with a little context for our text. It may not be quite as what it seems. If you know the story of Esau and Jacob, you know that Esau and Jacob often were struggling with each other. Jacob came out holding on to Esau's heel at birth. And it seems that their whole life, they were wrestling with one another. Jacob actually got Esau to give him the birthright. But the father Isaac was going to give it to Esau anyway. Jacob and Rebekah then plotted together to trick Isaac to give the blessing to Jacob. When Esau heard that Jacob had the blessing, he was angry with Jacob and was planning to kill him once Isaac was dead. Rebekah then plotted once more to protect Jacob. And she had told Jacob, "I want you to go back to my family, okay, and let your brother's anger cool down." But she came to Isaac and she raised, you might say, a valid concern, even if she was manipulating Isaac. Okay. And previous to this, in chapter 26, we read that the wives of Esau caused bitterness, trouble for Isaac and Rebekah. So both Isaac and Rebekah were concerned about the wives of their sons. Rebekah took this opportunity to manipulate Isaac and get Isaac to send Jacob back to her family to get a wife there. So let's just ignore the manipulation and the backstory on it. It really was a good thing that Rebekah was concerned about and voiced to Isaac. And probably Isaac was in full agreement with that concern, and that's why he was willing to send Jacob away to Laban's house. So what was their concern? What had they experienced that really drove home this point? And I think we can just summarize it with this simple statement. The faith of your spouse matters. The faith of your spouse matters. Esau had bound himself to women of Canaan, the Hittites. and they were not in alignment with regards to his faith, assuming that he had faith. They certainly weren't in alignment with the faith of Rebekah and Isaac. And that caused them great distress. So the faith of your spouse matters. I think this is particularly true for women. Statistics and data play out that the husband has the most influence over the spiritual direction of the family. So, young ladies, the faith of your spouse really matters, because you are going to have less influence in your home spiritually than your husband will. So who you choose to tie yourself to is very important. And their faith should be the most important thing that you are looking for. That's not typically how we approach it. Women will often approach their future husband with the idea, yeah, he's got a few flaws, but I'll fix him. Men rarely change. If you can't love him and live with him as he currently is, you should not get married to him. His faith really matters to you. But that doesn't downplay the role of the faith of the wife either. One of the things that I appreciate so much about my own wife is her faith. And not just the fine Christian character that she presents, but her ability to forgive me, to be able to tolerate me and put up with me and stand by me even when I mess up. In some ways, that is a supernatural ability. And so the faith of your spouse, whether you're man or woman, it matters. Now, there's another application to this, in that our faith matters because we want to approach marriage with the same rules and understanding of the roles, and especially the understanding of the goals of marriage. We can often approach marriage with this idea that I'm going to get what I want. I'm sorry to break it to you, that is not how marriage works. And maybe that's why so many marriages today fail. Because people approach it with the goal of, I'm going to get what I want. And they find that that just doesn't last. And so they throw that marriage away, thinking they'll get what they want in the next one. What is the goal of marriage? The goal of marriage, of Christian marriage, is to walk together until God gets one or both of us to heaven. That's the goal of Christian marriage. Yeah, there's a lot more attached to it. I'm not denying that. But the number one goal of it is for you both to get to heaven together. And whatever you've got to do in the meantime to keep harmony and to demonstrate love for one another, to get each other to heaven, that's what's going to shape your marriage. If you think marriage is to have kids, to have sexual satisfaction, to have a partner to enjoy this life, Those things may be true. But if you don't keep as number one the goal of getting each other to heaven, those other things are just going to distract you from what's really important. So your marriage is going to have a huge impact on your faith. It's going to impact and change potentially how you see Jesus. That's a huge deal. God wants your spouse to be with you, to walk with you, and to help you stay close to Jesus and to remain connected to Him. And so, the faith of your spouse matters. But it's not just about you. It's about your children. It's about your grandchildren. It's about your great-grandchildren. Just this past week, I got to baptize my grandchild. To see that faith now passed down to the next generation, oh man, talk about heart-moving. The faith of your spouse matters because Jesus wants you to stay close to Him. He wants you to live every day knowing that He loves you. Your spouse might not love you right in this moment, but He loves you. And He has promised that He will forgive you and get you to heaven. He wants you to remain close to Him and connected to Him, so that you never forfeit your relationship with Him and the benefits of His cross. He loved you so much that He forgave all of your faults so that you could be at His marriage feast in heaven. So the faith of your spouse matters. Be wise in whom you choose. May God bless you with a faithful spouse, a faithful companion, so that you can walk together to heaven. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.